Welcome to Washington Defender, Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble. I am so glad that you're here today. I hope that you enjoy this as much as I'm going to enjoy it as well. Hey, we are making a difference in the public square. I want to encourage you to keep up the great work, keep discipling your congregation and those around you. Today, we're going to talk about public square intercession and how do we teach our congregations to intercede for those around us. It's important because everything starts with prayer. We can have the best strategies, we can have the best resources, we can have the best, whatever it might be, but if we don't basket in prayer and go before the throne room of God and get God's opinion and God's insight and God's direction, we will always miss out on God's best for our lives. And so that's what we're going to talk about today as we dive in. Today's scripture comes from Exodus chapter 32, verses 9 through 14. Now, I know you're familiar with the story of the golden calf and how Moses was up on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments, and he comes down and he sees the people in idolatry. I love this story because it's so much like today. Our people are going out and they're coming back oftentimes with idolatry, whether it's wealth, whether it's success, whether it's the idol of wanting to be liked or being virtuous, whatever it might be. Virtue signaling is what I meant. But when we look at this, it's amazing how Moses intercedes on behalf of the people. It says, "And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people." Do you think we're living in a day where people are stiff-necked, where oftentimes they just kind of rise up? As a pastor, your job is to help them move forward in the public square so that they can be salt and light for others. "Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, in order that I may have a great nation of you." So God is looking at this, and he's saying, "Hey, Moses, get out of the way so I can take care of this nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, "Oh Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand?" So what is intercession? It's just doing what Moses just did. When God's mercy and God's grace and God is like, you know, we're looking at it and we need to intercede on behalf of the people and say, "Lord, why? Let's talk about this. Let's move forward." And we need intercessors today for the public square and for where our people are going. The idolatry in the church can be overwhelming. We have entered into looking very much similar to how the world looks. And so he intercedes. He says, "Why does the wrath burn hot against the people you brought out? Why should the Egyptians say, 'With evil intent, did he bring them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth?' Turn from your burning anger and relent from this disaster against your people." Now, we oftentimes don't think about how God and our relationship interact together. You know, we see God as sovereign. He knows the beginning and the end. I don't believe that God was surprised by Moses' prayer, but I do believe that God greatly enjoyed Moses' intercession and enjoyed this interaction with Moses. And so then we see this, verse 13, "Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, 'I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised, I will give to your offspring, and they shall inherit it forever.'" He reminds them of the Abrahamic covenant, the covenant between Isaac and the covenant between Israel or Jacob. And so we see that he comes back and he says, "Hey, remember your promise of old, that you will show mercy, you will show grace upon these people." And the Lord relented from the disaster he had spoken of bringing on his people. Now, some of this, you know, it may generate a number of questions in our hearts and minds. How did God know the beginning of the conversation to the end? I don't know. I do know that this is what's recorded in the Bible, and we need to be people who are pastors and shepherds who are leading our people in intercession prayer and interceding on behalf of the people. So prayer changes culture, and I want to show you our little public square prayer guide that really helps define and to move forward in prayer and what we're doing here. So our public square prayer guide is located, and I'll show you this in a minute, but on our website, fpiw.org. But you can go through this and look at how to pray for the church, the public square, for truth, for the lost. And it's teaching people how to pray the scriptures. So you read the scriptures and then you pray the scriptures. You read the scriptures, you pray the scriptures. And it brings you through the areas of our culture and our surrounding for the welfare of our city. Pray for agreement with God. Pray for justice, righteousness, and truth. Pray for leaders to fear God. And it gives you just some examples. Pray for the lost, shows you that. Read the scriptures, pray the scriptures. Now, we have many other prayer resources. If you go to, I'll show you how I got here, fpiw.org, and then you scroll up here to this pick, Public Square Ministry, and then you want to go down to our prayer ministry resources, you can find a lot here to a day to pray. Picking a day that your church is going to pray over your lost neighbors and those that don't know Jesus. Praying for all in authority. And these are all booklets that you can go in and have examples of prayer. You can contact us. We can help you with that. Intercessory prayer strategy, that guide we were just looking at. Adopt an elected. Praying for school board members. Praying for county officials, city officials. Doing a prayer tour in Olympia. By the way, you can sign up for this right now. I know it's early, but we're taking registrations right now. And the pictorial prayer guide, prayer walk, National Day of Prayer, see you at the poll. So all this is in there for you to really begin to know how to lead your people in prayer. They're free resources, and these books are downloadable. You can download these for free. You can print them. You can, you know, give out the digital version of them as well. So I want to encourage you to check out our website, and then don't forget to disciple our people in prayer. And right now we're talking a lot about forgiveness. And the reason is because in the public square, there's so much of our community that has struggled with unforgiveness and letting go of bitterness and unresentment. So let's pray. And then I'm going to just trust that today will be a day that you think about, how am I bringing prayer into my ministry? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. Lord, I pray that you would take and that you would bless the shepherds of Washington State, the pastors of Washington State, give them insight and direction of how to lead their people in prayer and intercession. Lord, we, as a public, we have gone astray from you. We have walked away from you. As a church, we have walked away from you. So we repent and turn back to you and ask for your help and for your guidance and for your direction. Go before us in all things, Lord. Surround us in all things. And Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord. So teach us how to teach others how to pray, to read the scriptures and then pray the scriptures. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard